Then there was a flash of scarlet and white, a whistle and a hissing sound, and a lance of fire on one of my feet. I went into free fall and bounced into the rear wall of the boat, then to the floor. Icy rain and freezing water splashed up against me, viciously cold. I looked down to find a strand of fibrous weed curling and blackening as it fell from my bleeding ankle. Sonya reached down and plucked the remains clear of my leg before tossing it over the rear of the boat and back into the water. My ankle was bleeding, my blood black in the green chemical light. More black stained the tip of Esperacius. I clutched at my ankle, hissing in pain.
Damn it, Sonya!
Sonya peered out at the darkness behind the boat and then down at my leg.
Oops.
Michael came back to kneel beside me and hunkered down over my foot.
Harry, hold still.
He poked at my ankle and it hurt enough to make me snarl something about his parentage.
It isn't bad. Long but shallow.
He opened a leather case on his sword belt, opposite the sheath of Amorakius, and withdrew a small medical kit. Sonya's sword had already slashed open my jeans, but Michael tore them a little more to get them out of the way of the cut. Then he cleaned the injury with some kind of disposable wipe, smeared it with something from a plastic tube, covered it with a thick white absorbent bandage, and wrapped it in tape. It took him all of 2 or 3 minutes, his hands quick and sure, which was just as well. By the time he was done, the shock of the injury had worn off, and the hurt had started up.
Not much to be done about the pain, he said. Sorry, Harry.
Pain I can live with, I said, wincing.
Just give me a minute.
I am sorry, Dresden, Sonya said.
Yeah, don't you dare save my life ever again, I told him.
Then I lifted my leg onto one of the benches in the back of the boat to elevate it and closed my eyes. There were a lot of ways to manage pain besides drugs. Granted, most of them wouldn't help you much unless you had several years of training and focus and concentration, but fortunately, I had. Lashiel's shadow had shown me a mental technique for blocking pain so effective that it was a little scary. When I'd used it before, I'd pushed myself until my body had collapsed because I hadn't been aware of exactly how bad my condition was. I could have died as a result. Body or mind, heart or soul, we're all human, and we're supposed to feel pain. You cut yourself off from it at your own risk. That said, given what was ahead of us and coming up behind us, I could hardly put myself in any more danger, relatively speaking, and I couldn't afford any distractions. So I closed my eyes, controlled my breathing, focused my mind, and began to methodically wall away the pain of my new injury, my broken nose, my aching body. It took me a couple of minutes, and by the time I was done, the pitch of the boat's engine had changed, dropping from a roar to a lower growl.